So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 18, Text 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Karoti Vishwa Stiti Samyamodayam Yasyepsitam Nepsitam Ikshitur Gunahai Maya Yatayo Brahmate Tad Ashrayam Grabno Namas Te Guna Karma Sakshine Karoti Vishwas Titi Samyamodayam Yas Yepsitam Nepsitam Ikshitur Gunahai Mayayatayo Brahmate Tadashayam Grabno namaste guna karma sakshine. Karoti vishvastiti samyamodayam. Yas yepsitam nipsitam ikshitur gunahai. Mayayatayo brahmate tadashrayam. Grabno namaste guna karma sakshine. Karoti vishvastiti samyamodayam. Yas yepsitam nepsitam mikshitur gunahai. Mayayatayo brahmate tadashrayam. Grabno namaste guna karma sakshine. Karoti, performing, Vishwa of the universe, Stiti, the maintenance, Sangyama, winding up, Udayam, creation, Yasya, of whom, Ipshitam, desired. Na, not. Ipsitam, desired. Ikshituhu, of the one glancing over. Gunahai, with the modes of material nature. Maya, the material energy. Yata, as much as ayaha iron brahmate moves tat ashayam placed near that grabnaha a magnetic stone namaha my respectful obeisances te unto you. Guna karma sakshine. The witness of the actions and reactions of material nature. Okay. So, translation. O Lord, you do not desire the creation, maintenance, or annihilation of this material world, but you perform these activities for the conditioned souls by your creative energy, exactly as a piece of iron moves under the influence of a lodestone. Lodestone is like a magnetic stone. Inert matter moves when you glance over the total material energy. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sometimes the question arises why the Supreme Lord has created this material world, which is so full of suffering for the living entities entrapped in it. The answer given herein is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not wish to create this material world just to inflict suffering on the living entities. The Supreme Lord creates this world only because the conditioned souls want to enjoy it. The workings of nature are not going on automatically. It is only because the Lord glances over the material energy that it acts in wonderful ways. Just as a lodestone, that's a magnetic stone, causes a piece of iron to move here and there, because materialistic scientists and so-called Sankhya philosophers do not believe in God, they think the material nature is working without supervision. But that is not the fact. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 6th chapter, texts 18 to 19, the creation of the material world is explained as follows. Yajapi Sankhya Mani Pradana Karana Jadahoite Kabu Nahe Jagat Srinjan Nijasristi Shakti Prabhu Sanchare Pradhan Ishvarena Shakti Tabe Kai Hayeta Nirman. Atheistic Sankhya philosophers think that the total material energy causes the cosmic manifestation, but they are wrong. Dead matter has no moving power, and therefore it cannot act independently. The Lord infuses the material ingredients with His own creative potency, then by the power of the Lord, matter moves and interacts. Sea waves are moved by the air. The air is created from ether. The ether is produced by the agitation of the three modes of material nature, and the three modes of material nature interact due to the Supreme Lord's glance upon the total material energy. Therefore, the background of all natural occurrences is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Jakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. This is also explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 5th chapter, texts 59-61. Jagatkaranana hi prakriti jada rupa shakti sanchari yatare krishna kari kripa krishna shakti prakriti hoya gona karna agni shakti loiha ayache karaye jarana Ateva Krishna Mula Jagat Karana Prakriti Karana Yaiche Ajagalasana. Because Prakriti, material nature, is dull and inert, it cannot actually be the cause of the material world. Lord Krishna shows His mercy by infusing His energy into the dull, inert material nature. Thus Prakriti, by the energy of Lord Krishna, becomes the secondary cause, just as iron becomes red hot by the energy of fire. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the original cause of the cosmic manifestation. Prakriti is like the nipples on the neck of a goat, for they cannot give any milk. Thus, it is a great mistake on the part of the materialistic scientists and philosophers to think that matter moves independently. So again, the verse. Karoti vishwastiti sam yamodayam yashipsitam nepsitam mikshitur gunahai mayayatayo brahmate tadashayam gravno namaste guna karma sakshine. So, Om Ganat Chimidanda Shah, Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So there's several things that are mentioned here in this verse and purport. Two topics in particular. Why do we have the material world? Does the Supreme Personality of Godhead want us to suffer? And secondly, how does the Supreme Personality of Godhead create the material world? So we'll talk about the first topic first, which is a good idea. So, as Prabhupada comments, the Supreme Lord doesn't want us to suffer or even be in the material world, yet he creates the material world. And the example Prabhupada gives oftentimes is that the government doesn't want people to be criminals, but they create the prison house because people are criminals. It is unrealistic to expect everybody to be an honest person in society. Just like sometimes people ask Prabhupada, what if everybody becomes Krishna conscious? How will everything go on? And Prabhupada said, that will never happen. Or sometimes, I don't know if I should mention here, but sometimes it's mentioned, what if everybody becomes or remains a brahmachari? And my answer is, that will never happen. Some people, sorry, Ananda. I knew I was going to have to apologize after that point. You know, how will the material world go on? You know, how will there be children? You know, everything will stop. Of course, one time Prabhupada said, let the material world come to an end. If everybody became a brahmachari, the material world would come to an end, especially if all the animals became brahmacharis. That would be remarkable. I was actually looking at one video of a fish that was trying to attract a fish wife, or female fish, because fish don't get married. And the fish was spending a whole week making an elaborate design. You saw that? It was very interesting. It was a video someone sent to me on Facebook. And sorry about that one, too. No, it's Facebook Messenger. It's not that I look at everybody's video. But the fish was doing this elaborate design in the sand. I mean, it was a beautiful mandala. You saw that? I mean, I've never seen such a beautiful mandala my whole life, made by devotees. And it was just to attract a lady fish. And I was thinking, what a waste of time. You know, there's a Hare Krishna. But people spend... Anyway, that's another issue. It has nothing to do with class. Sorry. So there's unrealistic to expect everybody utilizing their free will to be a devotee of Krishna. It's unrealistic. And so Krishna creates the material world for that particular purpose. However, there's an interesting point that may come as a shock to you. We are not actually suffering in this material world. The soul is not suffering, but because of your attachment, you're experiencing suffering. The soul is never touched by matter. It is something like, and I often use this example, like virtual reality, or even watching a movie. You watch a movie, especially you ladies, and you start crying. Right? You start crying, you're suffering so much because Romeo happened to kill himself and Juliet happened to kill herself. You know, Romeo, Juliet. Or a modern version is this West Side Story. Anyone seen that movie? No. And you cry and cry and cry. That's called vicarious, either enjoyment or suffering. That's interesting, the word vicarious. Vicarious means we see someone else suffering or enjoying, and we sort of suffer and enjoy by illusion, thinking, you know, identifying with them. It's a fancy word, vicarious. Or, you men, you'll watch, no romance for men. They're more practical. Or you'll watch a football game. And you'll see, someone slugging someone else. And then you'll experience that in your own body, isn't it? Like if you ever, sometimes I'm in the airport, and I walk by, they have sports bars in the airport. I don't drink. But I walk by the sports bar and I see that people watching the sports. Whoa. Do you ever see that? You know, they're grunting. And so that's called vicarious, well, suffering, I guess. So they're sort of enjoying, but they're not actually there. But because they're identifying with it, they're either suffering, enjoying, or experiencing something. So our suffering in the material world is due to attachment. Of course, those of you who are Buddhists, any Buddhists here, will recognize that is the second Buddhist point. First Buddhist point is material world suffering. Second is because due to attachment. And the point is, if you give up the attachment, the suffering goes away. If you're not attached, then you don't experience anything. Right? So, what is it? Attachment or proprietorship turns sand to gold, like that. And when you're detached, you know, something can happen. Oh, Hare Krishna. Like, someone could smash someone else's car, and it's just Hare Krishna. That was interesting. But your car, oh my God. Because of attachment. You're not the car. You're not the body. You're not the mind. But you're attached to it. Because you have to be attached to something, and because you're not attached to Krishna, you're attached to this gross matter. So our problem, our solution is to be attached to Krishna. So that's the first point. The attachment or suffering is due to your attachment. It's not Krishna's fault. It's not the way Krishna arranged the material world. It's your fault. You're attached. And the solution is, not according to the Buddhists, that you just give up attachment. It's impossible to give up attachment. But you become attached. What is it? Raso Varjam, Rasyopyasa, Param Drishtrani Vartite. You have a higher taste. You become attached to Krishna. Or it's described, for those of you who are thinking of getting married, that if you all want to enjoy society, friendship, and love, then don't go to see Krishna's playing his flute on the banks of the Keshi Ghat. Do not go to see him. It will spoil your whole plans to get married. I'm sorry. See, I have to present a balanced thing here. So anyway, it'll spoil your romance in this material world because you'll see Krishna. I always give this story, tell this story about how this man was very attached to his wife, his girlfriend, looking at her eyes, and then he was shown by Ramanujacharya, the eyes of the deity, and he fell in love with the deity. So don't go to see Panchatattva. We advise all you ladies, men, please. Don't take darshan of Panchatattva. Just go somewhere else when they open the curtains. Because you see Panchatattva, you will fall in love. And then everything else is just stool, mucus, and urine in comparison. Sorry. That was a typical sannyas class. So so that's how you give up the attachment. Not by talking about stool, mucus, and urine. I mean, people talk about, you know, this body is just skin deep. You just peel off the skin and you got something so beautiful underneath. So simply by getting disgusted with the material world doesn't make you detached. Just like if you go and you see doctors operating in a hospital, they're definitely seeing the inside of the body. You know, because that's what they're doing. They're cutting open the body, looking inside, and a few minutes later, they're making eyes at the nurse. It's crazy, isn't it? They're seeing what the body is, and they're still in illusion. So the only way to get out of illusion is turn your face to Krishna, because the only way we're in illusion is Krishna Bharimukha. We turned our face away from Krishna. Okay, you get imitation. Imitation, like Prabhupada gave the example, the material world is like a little girl imitates her mother. Her mother is cooking, and the little girl gets a little play stove where she can make, like, mud pies or something like that in the place. So that's the material world. But we become attached to Krishna. We don't worry so much about renunciation. We worry about attachment to Krishna. Hearing, chanting, seeing the deities, the ninefold processes of devotional service, we connect with Krishna through the holy name. And then we naturally, the suffering goes away. Just like Prabhupada was having this procedure done on his body one time. It was when they put this needle into the spine. It's called a spinal tap. Anyone's heard of that before? A spinal tap. It's a really heavy operation. And it's just like, it takes away the balance in the brain. You know, it's really intense. And the devotees asked Prabhupada, does it hurt? And Prabhupada said, we tolerate. And that's how we tolerate things. Simply by having a higher taste. Anyway, so that's the first point about the material world. And so the purpose of the material world is to teach us the lesson. It's Maya. Maya means illusion. Maya means mercy. Maya means energy. It's to teach us that our real place is with Krishna. To reform us, not to punish us. Krishna doesn't want to punish us. He wants to reform us. So if we reform voluntarily, then no suffering. Like Prabhupada said, there's two ways of learning. One is by experience and one is by hearing. So we can hear about the material world and accept it. Yes, the material world is suffering, no enjoyment. Or we can hear about it and not accept it. We hear about the material world, no suffering. You know, you Hare Krishnas, you always talk like that. You know, that's your standard brahmachari talk. And let me try to enjoy the material world. And then whack, whack, whack. You get slapped around. Of course, hopefully you're not like the ass that Prabhupada describes who keeps going back for more in spite of getting kicked in the face anyway. So then after a while you say, yeah, Krishna was right. He was absolutely right. It is suffering. Hey, I just realized it after 70 years. What I was told when I was a young man is true. Wow. Or, as a young man, you can accept it. That's up to you. Anyway, Prabhupada said, intelligent person learns by hearing. First class intelligence. Second class learns by doing. 10th class doesn't learn after doing and hearing. So, anyway, figure out what class you're in. So, so that's the material world. So, another point here is how Krishna creates the material world, which is quite interesting. The material energy, at the time when it's not manifest, is in a state called the pradhana. Pradhana means the unmanifest stage of the three modes of material nature. It's something like a lump of clay. I don't know if any of you remember when you were young. Some of you might have done this. You play with clay. Anyone's ever played with clay when they were young? No? Clay, you know, it's like flexible stuff. You can make little men and little ladies out of it and spaceships and everything. So the clay comes, it's just like one lump. And it's not going to, by itself, it's not going to form anything. I've never seen has anyone seen a piece of clay automatically form itself? No. That's like the scientist's theory that the material energy, by chance, will form itself. I mean, you hear about this. I studied this in the university. That by chance, everything happens, that the first cell, living cell, was created. And they even had this one thing talking about probability, that if enough monkeys type away at typewriters for enough time, they will type up the whole works of William Shakespeare. Does anyone ever study that in the university? Anyway, it's funny. Probability, you know, probability. But actually, my godbrother Sataputta Prabhu has analyzed this whole thing using something called information theory. And whether it is practical or possible that even an amino acid, which is the building blocks of life, not even life itself, formed itself by chance, and using scientific notation, which you probably don't know about, It was like 10 to like some incredible negative number. In other words, impossible over the space of the whole universe. Impossible. So we're talking about scientists who believe in something that's impossible. You know, evolution. Evolution, I mean, it's unbelievable that people would believe in evolution because scientifically, mathematically, it's impossible. So anyway, getting back to the clay example. So the clay does not do anything by itself. It just sits there. It's not you come back the next day. I mean, it's not like you see these children's films. Did anyone see these children's films where the toys become alive or something like that? You seen that? You know, at night you go to sleep and all your toys, like... You seen those things? Some of you have seen them. I used to see them when I was young, before I became a devotee. So... I was in a plane once. They played a movie called Toy Story. That was after I became a devotee. And I looked at it. Didn't listen to the sound. But I looked at it and I saw all these toys moving by themselves. But it doesn't happen. Toys don't move by themselves. Clay doesn't form. Even they have this type of animation called claymation. Claymation where they have the clay. You know, people make these clay figures and they take one picture of it. Then move it a little bit, take another picture, and then you see the movie, and it appears like the clay is moving and becoming a character. I think Dumbo or something, some Dumby or something like Gumby. No one's seen that? Gumby, I think that was the name. So, but it doesn't move by itself. There's some person who's moving it. So that's our experience in this world. Matter doesn't, the harmonium doesn't play itself. Of course, they have pianos that play themselves. Did you know that? In the old time, they had these player pianos. But there was someone who programmed it beforehand, turned it on. But you know, this harmonium, I say, harmonium, play yourself. Come on. I can wait for 10 billion years, but the harmonium is not going to play a song. So the material energy, the pradana is like that. It doesn't do anything. But Krishna, the word is ikshita, or saikshita is also another way of expressing that. Krishna looks at the material creation, and he glances at it, and it starts moving. And Krishna's glance, incidentally, is us. Because we're talking about Krishna in the form of the Maha Vishnu. During the time of the dissolution, we're all inside the body of the Mahavishnu, all scrunched up. It's unconscious, so you don't have to worry about it. It's not that unpleasant. It's just like unconsciousness. And then he looks at the material creation, at this lump of pradana clay, and that glance, implants the living entities within the creation. That glance is also called Shambhu. That's from the Brahma Samhita, for those of you who study the Brahma Samhita. And we're within that glance, because Shambhu, through Lord Shiva, we become implanted or impregnated within the womb of the material nature. And then the clay begins to take shape of the pradana, and things happen. And the planets happen, and all that other stuff happens. And finally, you know, Lord Brahma, in each and every universe, Lord Brahma is there along with Lord Vishnu. Lord Brahma comes out of the navel of Lord Vishnu. So anyway, so the Lord, Anganiyasya Shakalendriya Driti Manti, has interchangeable senses, so that's how we come in. That's how the material nature starts working. And not only does he do that, but he employs different demigods like Lord Brahma and other demigods to do different things in the material world, such as create human beings, the bodies of human beings. You know, you have the Prajapatis and others. That's a subsequent creation. And so everything is done by persons, and especially under the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And incidentally, Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, he's just playing the whole time, as we mentioned last night. Krishna's playing the whole time with Srimati Radharani and the Coward Boys. He's just having a good time. He doesn't even have to worry about the whole thing. because Krishna is aptakama. Whatever he wants happens automatically. He's also swarat. He's independent from everything simultaneously. That's described in the Bhagavatam. So anyway, so this is a description of the creation, the purpose of the creation, how it happens, and Krishna's waiting for us. He also appears as the super soul in everyone's heart, and he's waiting for us to turn back to him. He's in everyone's heart here. Can you imagine? Krishna is right there saying, I wish that this jackass would turn back to me. Fool, sorry. That's French for fool. Picoro. You know, anyway, this idiot would turn back to me. And so Krishna is very merciful, but he's always Galoka Evinibhashati Akilat Mubhuta. He never leaves Vrindavan. The same time he's in Vrindavan. He's amazing. He's amazing. Just like we were talking about the Dashamula last night, how Krishna has unlimited potencies. And also Krishna is the enjoyer of rasa. Those are two of the Dashamula principles. So any questions or comments? Yes. Haribol.
Just recently I was listening to the class from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj.
Yeah.
And the devotee, he was saying that the Balaram, he experienced five rasas with Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Balaram has his own group of gopis. It's not Krishna. He doesn't dance with Krishna's gopis. He has his own gopis. So yes, Balaram experiences all these five different rasas. He's the only expansion of Krishna, because Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, the original spiritual master, and who dances with gopis. Or has conjugal relationship. Conjugal in the, not conjugal specifically, but the parakiya ras. Because other expansions of Krishna have married relationship, like Krishna and Dwarkadish and Lord Vishnu. But Balaram and Krishna are the only manifestations of Godhead. Does that answer the question? So, Balaram. Yeah. But Balaram is here. He's Lord Nityananda. Yeah. Question? Translation.
So he doesn't have contact with matter. So, Jiva don't have any connect for matter.
Not really. The connection is the attachment. Well, we're situated in the region of the heart, but we never contact matter. Our presence is manifest in the region of the heart. But the soul, yeah, in the heart. But the soul can't touch matter because it's of a different nature. Do you understand? The soul is a different nature. Vishnu Shakti Para Prakya Cheta Yakya Tatapara. Avidya karma sanganya tritiri shakti oshite. It says, shetrag yakya tatapara, that the soul is also transcendental, the marginal energy, the knower of the body, shetrag yakya. So we're not actually touching matter, because it's not our nature to touch matter. Krishna doesn't touch matter. Krishna's in the heart too, but Krishna doesn't touch matter. It's an illusion. Illusion means it exists. Yes, the material world does exist. There's no doubt about it. It's here. It's temporary, but it's here. But we do not touch this illusion. We do not touch this matter except through attachment. That's our connection with matter. Because we're transcendental. We're the soul. There's some verse like a Sango Purusha, anyway, whatever, I forget the exact Sanskrit, that the soul is not associated with matter, but it's attached to the matter, yeah. I mean, of course, we have the example of driving the car. I mean, obviously, you're touching the parts of the car, but you are not the car. But it's not. That's a metaphor, and it's not. All the points are not exactly similar. But Krishna, we say Krishna's in the heart too. But do you think Krishna is swimming in the blood there? How could Krishna touch matter? He's in the heart. His presence is manifest in the heart. I mean, this is, it's a mystery, achincha, but the soul is not material. There's nothing material about the soul. He's covered by these different coverings, mind, intelligence, false ego, you know, the subtle coverings. And these subtle coverings are the connection, you know, the mind, intelligence, false ego, especially the false ego, connections with matter. I mean, the soul has a presence within matter, but it doesn't touch the matter. Anyway, has anyone here seen a soul? Have you? You've seen a soul? Where? Well, you're very advanced. Anyway, so, no, we see a soul, we understand the presence of the soul through indirect evidence. Like through the point that I have consciousness, you understand that I have a soul. But you don't see my... Do you see my soul? What is it doing?
I don't understand. Something happened, I don't have...
Yeah. We know. I mean, just like...
I have a realization, I don't understand too much.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Mm. Just like Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Cogito, ergo sum. Anyone's heard that before? No. Cogito, ergo sum. There, I think, or I'm conscious, you know, I'm cognizant. It's more like cognizant than thinking, but I'm cognizant, therefore I am. Point to the soul. Like Prabhupada would often say to people when he was giving the lecture, point to you, point to yourself. Are you the hand? You're the nose? You're the ear? You're the eyes? You're transcendental. But you're identifying with this matter. All of us. Stop identifying. Immediately. Okay, yes, sir. I'm the soul. Anyway, I mean, I have to admit, you know, I'm identifying so much with the matter, I'm feeling warm. It's very hot in here. Just praying for the air conditioner to be installed as soon as possible. Right? They're working on it now? Very nice. I can actually see the vents in the ceiling here. This is ecstatic. I mean, because we're identifying with the body. I mean, even like I was leading Mangal Arati this morning, I was thinking, where's the air? Isn't it? So, thank God, due to the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we'll have air conditioning here soon. So, any other questions? Any of the ladies have questions? Yes.
Prabhupada says devotee means to be happy, but Bhagavad Gita says we should be equal in happiness and distress.
Yes.
How to be happy while equal in happiness?
Well, there's material happiness, material distress, and then there's spiritual happiness, spiritual distress. Anyway. Spiritual distress is happiness. Actually, the gopis said, if our unhappiness makes you happy, Krishna, then our unhappiness is our happiness. Anyway, it's hard to understand that one. But anyway, so material happiness and distress are, let's say it's too hot, too cold, summer and winter seasons, you know, like the Bhagavad Gita talks about, Matra Sparshas Tukantiya Sityoshna Sukadukada. Yeah, that people like us, people don't like us. Is it? Sometimes people criticize us on the internet. Sometimes people say wonderful things about us on the internet. And so that's material happiness. Sometimes we get a whole book written about ourselves every year, if you happen to be a guru. That's material happiness. Wow, it's about me. And I want a selfie. You know what a selfie is? And now they have all these selfie sticks. You know what a selfie stick is? No. You find people with these long sticks attached to their mobile phones so they can take a picture of them. You ever seen that? It's very common now. Like right now, I'm doing a selfie of me on Facebook. Anyway. It's called ego book, you know, false ego book. So, happiness, that's me. Just like you see a picture of yourself. You're looking at a picture of all your classmates at school and looking, wow, that's me! That's material happiness. Someone insults you, that's material distress. Krishna is pleased, that's spiritual happiness. Krishna is displeased, that's spiritual distress. They are different categories. So we should be steady in material happiness, material distress. But spiritual happiness, like the devotees were dancing, they were happy. Spiritual happiness, that's fine. And if they find out that Krishna is not pleased with them, they can become unhappy, and that will spur them into further devotional activities. That's all right? So I think it's time for some prasadam happiness. So thank you very much, and today I'll be leaving. I know, thank you all for tolerating me, and it's been wonderful being here. Always remember Panchatattva and the great devotees here. And I'll be back by Krishna's mercy in January, when the weather is nice and cool. Okay, all glorious to Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda, ki jai.